Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I thought I'd talk about building your style home. What is interesting to think about with style? Style is not fashion. And I think about your style as your home. And just as there are a million different architecturally designed style homes, there are just as many ways you can express your personal style. And this is why I say there's no such thing as a style rule, they're just guidelines, because we need some foundations. Like every home, let's compare a home or a house to style. Now, my parents always said I should have become an architect. That was what their idea of what I should do, but I just didn't want to have to do the maths that was involved in making sure a structure didn't fall down. Maths, definitely not my thing. But if we think about a home, we have our foundations of a home, and every home has that. And this is where your style guidelines come in, as far as your style, kind of how you put it together. We need to have that strong base, and that can be things like understanding the colours that suit you and understanding which, styles of clothes suit your body shape, your particular body, your body shape, your body proportions, your body variations. And all these things go into creating that strong foundational understanding of what really works for you. And then we have things like your style values. So this is very personal about, will you only shop secondhand? Will you only shop organic? Or do you really love designer labels and want authentic designer labels, never a knockoff? Or do you want, the latest fashion, or do you love to repurpose? Now, these are all parts of your values, and even as things like, your religious beliefs, how, you may dress to fit in with a certain part of your society or your culture. It can be elements such as having a sensory need to be very comfortable. It can also be a value for beauty, be a value for having influence or power. There is no right or wrong here. These are all personal values. And this is part of the structure of your home. And I find often when people are shopping or buy things that don't work, it's because often there may be a values conflict there that can go on as well. So we think about, we've got the foundations, we've got the structure that holds up the walls and the roof. These are all those kind of style elements that need to go together. Your guidelines, your rules, if you want to call them that, but they don't have to be, because of course, if we think about a house, we can have a one-story sprawling mansion. We can have a very, tall condominium. We can have a French provincial style. We can have what we call a Victorian style, an Edwardian style, a mid-century modern. The thing is, it is endless. Tall, short, wide, different shapes, boxy, pointed, the list goes on and on with architecture, and the same is for your style. So then we can bring in, where is fashion in all of this? Well, I think of fashion as one of the tools that helps you build your house. So fashion is like a hammer, or a nail gun in this modern age. But it's like, it's a tool to help you build the house, but it's not the house. And this is where often, if you are relying on fashion to create your style, it becomes quite haphazard and it can feel really inauthentic for you as well. We need the fashion, we need the clothes, we need what's out there, but it's then how do you put it together for you and your style? And then of course, it's once we've built that house, how are we decorating that house? And is the decoration of that house authentic to who you are on the inside? So if I've built a house in a French provincial manner, but then I decorate in mid-century modern, do those two things kind of like conflict with each other? And maybe this is sometimes where we've got the, the wrong structure or the wrong external for what is on the internal. And this is why I called my blog Inside Out Style, because it's all about who you are on the inside and how you want to express that on the outside. And this is why there is no one set of rules. If you go somewhere and they're telling you have to wear this sort of shoe and that sort of pant and that sort of top and that sort of, and that's it. This is your set of rules and you cannot go outside that. That's one house that might work for one person. It's how they decorate their house, but it's not necessarily your house. So this is why, I loved watching, say, the Iris Apfel movie, where she, you go into her New York apartment and it is cluttered to the brim with, knickknackies and toys and all that sort of stuff and very ornate furniture and all those sorts of things. But her personality is this kind of quirky, individualistic, very childlike in many ways, fun playfulness. But there's also a lot of stuff there. It's an overabundance of things versus somebody else would walk into that and go, I feel claustrophobic. I need minimalist, clean lines. I don't want any clutter. I don't want anything about, And that would be someone who also probably has a very minimalist style in themselves. So when we look at how Iris decorates her house and how she decorates her body, she's never without like bracelets all the way up to her elbow or bangles the whole way up and five necklaces and all sorts of stuff going on. And that is also expressed in her interior of her home. In the same way that somebody who is more minimalist is probably going to also dress in a way where there's very little decoration, it's very sleek, it's very plain, there is not a lot. Maybe the interest is in the structure of the garment, but it's certainly not in the detail. They're not adding to it. They're not going for the embellished look or lots of patterns, things like that. So, if you're wondering about your style, often looking at your, how you've decorated your home, particularly if you love that, or some of my clients, it's been their gardens. I had one client come to me and I said it, bring me some inspiration, things that you love. And she brought me all these photos of her garden. And what we noticed about her garden was that it was very organic, but architectural. So there was kind of sharp lines. So she had like grasses that had kind of sharp points. And then she had like a brick kind of sculptural structure that was structured, but it wasn't perfect. And the plants she loved, kind of plants, this was not an English cottage garden full of flowers. This was much more a structural garden full of strong grasses, strong plants that had sharper edges. So that was something we looked at for her style, was going, okay, we want a bit more structure in the garments. But then there was also, they weren't too perfect. It was not polished in the way that somebody who might do French provincial would do a very polished look. Her look was a little bit more organic, a little bit more relaxed, but it still had that structural element to it and a simplicity to it as well. So if you are thinking about your style, there's all sorts of things you can think about, because often we get so wound up with my body, my physicality, how I feel about that thing, the vessel that is carrying my soul, and maybe how society feels it should look, and maybe it doesn't look that way, and all those sorts of things. And we actually forget about who we are as people and how we want to express that. So that is something to think about. This is kind of where your style DNA comes from. It really comes from who you are as a person and how you want to express yourself. So when we're thinking about, style, fashion and style are such two different things, that it is worth thinking that the fashion is just a tool. The clothes you find in the store are a tool. You can change and adapt those clothes as well, because often people say, I can't find anything. And I know this can be an issue, and part of it is they're not making the clothes for you to, they didn't take your measurements and ask you what you wanted and go out and and find the perfect colors and fabrics and everything for you. They're trying to make clothes that fit on as many bodies as possible. And that means just get them on the bodies, not necessarily flatter them. It's just, can you actually physically get it on? Which means it may not fit very well. It's not to do with your proportions. It's not to do with your height, your weight, your shape, any of those sorts of things. Got to put that out of your mind. Clothing manufacturers are actually not trying to make you look good. They're trying to sell things. And they want you to buy and buy and buy again and keep buying because you're actually a bit dissatisfied with what you've got. So it is that sort of way of of going, well, they're the tools for you to express who you are. And it could be accessories, could be part of your decoration and all those sorts of things. But it is worthwhile. If you are struggling with, you know, what is my style, have a look around you. Have a look at what you love. Have a look at that kind of the external world, because often it's much easier to see it when it's outside of ourselves. We don't have the body image issues in the same way about our external world as we do about ourselves. So it is a little kind of somewhere to think about when we are thinking about putting together our own personal style. And this is why I really don't believe in a strict set of rules. And this is why, you know, I give you the guidelines, because they're your foundations. And that's what I do in my 7 Steps of Style program. It's very much, here are your foundations. Here is the structure for your wall. This is going to hold up your roof. Now, how you decorate it is up to you, but you want that external structure to match the internal, what's going on underneath it. So if you think about the decoration on the house is on the inside in many ways. Of course, we have the garden on the outside as well. But it's that who you are on the inside. And that's, you know, we see that on the outside, but it's really part of that inside of you and how you want to express that. And this is why, yeah, I really don't believe in boxing people in. It's giving them the tools they need, and you will build your own style house in a way that feels authentic to you, in a way that feels good. That is what I'm really after. It's always going, well, what feels authentic and good to you? This is why, you know, many times people ask me a question and I'll ask a question back, because it's not for me to tell you. It's not whether it's my taste or not. This is the problem I often find, is people like want me to give you permission. Yes, you can wear that. No, you can't. It's not about me and my taste. It's how do you feel in it? How do you, you know, like, does it express who you are? Is it good for you? There is no particular right or wrong. It's that in the end, it's, you know, it's how you are. It's that inside out element. So as much as I give you all the tools, you can go away and play with them. You can love them. You can hate them. You can be the person who says, I'm going to be a mid-century modern with a French provincial interior, which could be an interesting sort of look. But that could be how you feel, what is authentic to you, or it may not be. So it is worthwhile thing, because often our culture and our location and our stage of life, all those things tend to layer up, and we often feel that there's a lot of shoulds that we take on. And it's always really important to remember that you've got to assess those, and also the messages you had growing up about who you are and how you want to be and what's right versus what's wrong. It's always important to kind of reassess those messages every now and again and know whether or not they're actually true for you today, and whether or not that the style house you've built is still the person you are today. Just like, you know, I used to live in a Victorian cottage, and now I live in a 1970s house that's been adapted a couple of times. And I'm not the same person as I was when I lived in that Victorian cottage. Just like I've changed my environment, you can also change your external expression of who you are over time. Style is not static. I always think style is a journey. It's not a destination. And it will keep adapting and changing as you do through your entire life. Thank you for watching, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.